See, Deepavali is a day, generally what they say in Puranas, we say Bhagavan, you know, incarnated and then killed the Narakasura, the demon called Narakasura, using Brahmastram. He used the missile of Brahmastram. And so because he was the demon of great atrocities, he gave really great hell of life for people. So when he was destroyed, people all became free from his problems, you know, caused by his life when he was ruling. So they became free and they enjoyed their freedom. That's called celebration. In Puranas, that's how it is presented. But philosophically, what we say, Deepavali is a celebration when we have Deepanam Avalihi. We light many lamps in a row of lamps. We keep and light and we see that it makes it more bright and light. Deepavali, we wear new clothes, all those things. Actually, Deepavali day, people go all the way to Kashi. This is the monsoon, this is particular month, you know, the very cloudy month. Too many, you know, and then cloudy month, monsoon months also. So people go all the way to Kashi, and Amavasya will be very dark. The new moon day will be very, 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 very dark day. And next early morning, we light the lamps, it will be very nice, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning?
At this time, not at 8 o'clock, okay? Before sun comes. 3 o'clock we should get up, we should bathe before 5 o'clock and we light the lamps. It will be very nice, it will look very, very bright. In dark when you light the lamp, it will look very nice. Now, even the candle for that matter, when you light it should be dark, then it will be very nice. And then what we do, the Ganga, the river Ganga, why it is holy for us? I look at any river as Ganga and then, of course, even the Thames for that matter, you can look at Thames also the same way. Any river is holy, especially Ganga. And Ganga stands for Shastram. Ganga symbolizes the eternal flow of Vedic wisdom. Okay, perennially eternal, you know, the Vedic wisdom is symbolized by Ganga river, Ganga. And people go to Kashi, and Kashi itself means what? You know, Kashate iti Kashi. Swayam Kashate iti Kashi. Kashi is one of the names of some consciousness. Kash Dhatuhu. Pra is a prefix. Prakashaha light. Kashaha light. Kashate, Prakashate, Akashate, Asamantat Kashate iti Akashaha. That which shines everywhere is Akasha. Kash is as a prefix. Similarly, Prakashaha is what? That which Prakarshena Kashate iti Prakashaha, light. And we say, just simply Kashaha also means light. Kashin means, Kashin, Kashi, Kashini, we can say Kashi, Ikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, Ikaranta Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, Ikaranta Stilinga Shabdaha, all the words mean what? That which shines by itself. Effulgent. So Kashi stands for very, very human shariram.
Human what?
The whole jagat and then also wherein, okay? And Vishwanatha, the Lord of the universe, is the Lord of Kashi, Varanasi. And the Devi is Annapurneshwari, Mata Annapurneshwari, and Vishalakshi we have. And people go and have dip in Ganga. Supposed to go and have 3 dips in Ganga. People don't usually go, not simply go and bathe and then rub the scrub the dirt or anything. Just go and have 3 dips. And Shastra study, you know, Shastram is flowing. One has to go to Ganga to have 3 dips. Means 3 dips stand for 3 steps involved in the study of the Shastram. Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. And every Deepavali is dark, you know, early morning they'll go, very chill, freezing cold weather, and then they'll go and then have dip in Ganga, first dip, and you completely have to go, soak yourself, okay, whole bag should go inside. And then, get up, second dip, mananam, third dip, nididhyasanam. Whether they study Shastram or not, at least go and have dip in Ganga, that somewhere to give some samskaram to pick up the study of, to develop some interest in studying Shastra. And like after the third dip, what happened? My God, all ajnanam has gone. Ignorance has gone. You didn't give, ignorance goes. Along with ignorance, ignorance born, ahankara goes, adhyasa goes, adhyaropa goes, all the problems caused by ahankara, ajnana, adhyasa, ahankara, adhyaropa, doshas, all of them go away. You are clean. You are not burdened anymore. You are so light and free. Because you are enlightened now. You enter into the Ganga, okay, burdened, heavy, dirty, dirty, no, and then heavy, and then you have three dips in Shastra Ganga, Jnana Pravahini, and you come out enlightened, free person. You know, having got the ignorance of darkness removed. That is what ahankara, giving up, you know, freeing oneself from the hold of ahankara. The wrong notion one has about oneself is ahankara. That is the greatest liberation. And come out, and then, so you free. You see, Jagadeva Nandanavanam, the whole Jagat is Bhagavan and joy. There's nothing which is, there's no such thing called unhappiness. There's no such thing called happiness. The discovery of happiness looks at, helps you look at everything as it is. You don't expect anything to be different from what it is, how it is. No, I don't say expecting is wrong, but expecting shows our inadequacy, that's all. If I expect something to be different from what it is, from my being, because it, in any way it, I get allow myself to be affected or irritated, that shows my problem. Similarly, everybody has a problem. Everyone has, until Jnana takes place, this problem is there with everybody. That's why all of us are saying the same words in this Ganga Sanam, Shastra Gangayam Snatva Trivaram No Snatva No Shravanam Anidhyasanam Krutva Uttaya Bahiragatya. Then the person comes out, soaked in knowledge, no? Enlightened. And he is free. And that freedom is celebrated. It's only light. So light the deepams. Deepani, no? Deepayati. So he lights the lamps and wears new clothes. Why new cloth? All the old ideas have gone. Along with the old notions, old things have been thrown away. And wearing a new cloth, and I have a new perception of myself. I'm free. And go and eat sweets. And we also make medicine along with, no way, people eat, overeat, and next day they'll all know will fall sick. They eat too many sweets and food, too much of food they eat, so they also make medicine. Especially made ajwain, these all these food things we put and make some special medicine. Jaggery, and that's also sweet, made up with the ghee and all that. That medicine will be fantastic, and like Ayurveda, no, lehyam. Like oil with a lehim. We'll take one spoon of it, all people will become clear after 3 days. We also give, see, medicine also is there. Deepavali, sweet medicine is there. Deepavali, bhakshana medicine, along with that, you will also give. People give packs a lot of food, they'll also exchange some medicine. Even any other problem is there, everything will be clear. Again, herbal. Like oil with a lehim, we'll give that. All mummies make in Coimbatore. That is what is actually Deepavali, Amma.
In the north, we have the interpretation of Rama returning to Ayodhya after 14 years exile.
Yeah, 14 years exile is samsara.
Ayodhya welcomed him by lighting the ears.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say, but actually, Shastra Drishtya, Ganga Snanam, for us, Ganga Deepavali means Ganga Snanam. And what is Ganga Snanam? Now, one day if you go all the way to Ganga, because for us, Rishi Moolam, don't ask Rishi Moolam and don't ask Nadi Moolam. That means they both stand for the Shastram only. Okay? And that is why we go all the way to Ganga Kashi and then we do not know, because origin of Vedas we ask. What is the origin of any knowledge? Source of any knowledge? Where does it come from? It only rises in the mind, you know. Thought, knowledge rises in the mind as a thought. And what is the origin of the thought? Where does the thought rise from? Consciousness. Understand? That is why you cannot know, it's not, you can never see a source of knowledge as anything other than the very self. Satyam is a fact. That is why if you search for outside source of knowledge, you will never find it. That's why Rishi Moolam never ask. People say that. That is very you. Nadi Moolam, if you go and search for the person, even if you know the Thames, where exactly Thames begin? Who knows? Nobody knows. You have to go and search of Thames. What is the beginning part of the Thames? Can you make out? We go somewhere, some mountains and hills, go in search of it. Nadi Moolam in general, nobody knows exactly where the first beginning point of the river. Many streams join at different places and come where it starts flowing. The big river, amazing, no? Every time I see Thames, I'm so Bhagavan for me, Bhagavati. No? That attitude. Actually, Narakasura Vadaha means there's no Narakasura. Nasura is the demon, is our own ajnanam, our own lack of clarity, our own inadequacy, our own all the notions we have about ourselves. That is why there's nothing is outside of the problem, also is with us, solution also is with us. That is Ganga, that's Deepavali. That is Deepavali is very significant. Deepavali is a day of enlightenment. Even if you are not enlightened, at least people remind it, come on, don't forget you are living your life to attain moksha, for jnanam, that is the ultimate. Now enjoy the sweets and then worship Bhagavan, ask for jnanam, that's celebration. That's all. Anyway, if people, Rama, even in North India they have different stories, Rama. They received Rama back when he returned from exile. So what? If he comes back, he doesn't come back, who cares? If he is coming back, he's not happy for them. Now Rama lived in exile for 14 years means all samsara. He came back. And what happened afterward? Again, Tulsidas Ramanam is not good to know. Now he tested. After the story, after Rama returned, there's no happy ending of Ramayana. I never go for a Tulsi Ramayanam. No. Valmiki Ramayanam originally we take.
You never go to what?
No. Valmiki Ramayanam is the Ramayanam for me. I don't go. We don't accept Tulsi Ramayanam. Because in South India we don't accept. We don't want to look at Rama as such a cheap man. I'm a Bhagavan's avatar. All her, Tom, Dick, Harry, what is this? And who is Sita? She is Sakshat Mahalakshmi Avataram. So what is this? No, for Avatar means what? Bhagavan incarnated as both Purusha Tattvam and Prakriti Tattvam, both incarnated as Rama and Sita, just to do the needful of the times. That's what we say. Such an elevated person, and then Rama doubting Sita, again afterward accepting her. Why should she doubt? What is the meaning between that, if there really has, no? Our Ramana, Valmiki Ramana, I adore, not Tulsi Ramana. That's why for us, Gangasana means Shastra. Proper Vaidika, the Smartha Katha, that is.